a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Dotter Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Dotter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Dotter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Your sports radio!
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox State College.
It is time for a tantalizing Tuesday edition of Let's Talk right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. It's your old pal Ironhead, Jeff Ayers with you, flying solo for a second straight day. Scott Giese will return tomorrow and we'll be reunited like peaches and herb all over again. I guess it's peaches and herb, isn't it? Phone line is open. Did I mention that? 814-954-7266. 814-954-7266. If you wish to join this morning's program. Well, we had some interesting weather last night. The old tornado warnings taking over the airwaves for a while, and hopefully everybody got through okay. It was interesting watching. We did head to the basement at our place just to be a little extra cautious, and actually ended up having a fairly good time in the basement for a little while, watching the coverage, and again, hopefully everybody came through it okay. We will have live coverage, by the way, of the PIAA AAA state championship game now on Friday, and we'll get into all of the details coming up in a check of sports in the second segment this morning, but we'll let the cat out of the bag. If you missed it, Bald Eagle area is in to the championship game. So congratulations. Very special stuff when you're talking about state titles. And the opportunity now is there for Bald Eagle area, one win away from the ultimate goal in high school softball. And another just great all-around effort leading to the victory yesterday for Bald Eagle area. And again, we'll get into all of the details coming up here in the second segment this morning. Lots to get into this morning. I guess we should delve into it. It's the stuff in Los Angeles, it is fascinating to me, the very different perspectives that folks have on what is happening, who is to blame, why it is happening, all of those things. And we have different people that are definitely seeing things very, very differently at this point in time. And I'm not exactly sure where we go from here. Either you see that you need law and order and you can't allow people to just burn cars and destroy property, or you think, yeah, no, that's relatively peaceful and it's not. And you're okay with it. You have people calling for, you know, just back off, let them let off some steam, and then that'll be that. Do you remember how well that worked on the college campuses? Anybody? I I genuinely just, I don't understand the mindset. You can't just let people destroy stuff, steal stuff, do whatever they want. That seems just painfully obvious to me. But there are people, well, no, you got to let that that go. Let the state handle it, even though they're not handling it. And it just, I don't know, we just see it very, very differently. I'm flipping around after the tornado coverage last night, potential tornado coverage, and it is just, it's fascinating to me, the different perspectives that different folks have. And as I said, I'm not exactly sure where we go with it. If you actually think, and apparently we have some folks that, well, yeah, no, you got to let people burn cars and destroy businesses from time to time. You don't. I don't know how we, but it's a lot, largely the same people that, well, no, you got to let anybody into the country that wants to be here. You don't want to track them. You don't want to know whether or not you have murderers, rapists. I mean, come on. Well, okay. That seems not unreasonable to me. Lots of discussion on the budget, and different people are saying different things, and very few of us, including yours truly, are reading through the entire budget, so we're relying on what folks are saying is or isn't in there. And again, we're getting very different versions of what is and isn't there. I think the intent here is good, and I think I am in favor of this, but I also have concerns. And this is the proposal, actually I guess it's multiple proposals that are working their way through the state legislature that would allow survivors of childhood sex abuse cases to file lawsuits past Pennsylvania's current statute of limitations. This legislation did pass the House yesterday, and there are two bills in a piece of legislation that is now heading to the Senate for consideration. And if I, the issue here is not that, I want anybody who has been a victim of child sex abuse to be able to get justice. Now, how we define justice, and that is going to be challenging. But also, I do worry. And again, ultimately, if I were in the House or the Senate, I would vote in favor of this, but I would have concerns about people abusing this, although people abuse the legal system all of the time. And when we have what I would call very frivolous lawsuits and folks just trying to go after people for the sake of going after them. But ultimately, again, to me, this does make sense. I don't think that, hey, it's been 10 years or 20 years since you abused me, so therefore you ought to be able to get away with it completely scot-free. I know that doesn't sit well either. But it does become increasingly difficult with the passage of time to prove cases and to also fight for one's innocence, if they are in fact innocent, in a particular case. But again, I don't think that just because a certain amount of time has passed, therefore you ought not be able to. Now, there are certain transgressions where, yes, all right, we got time to let bygones be bygones. But violent and sex abuse, make no mistake, is a violent crime. Violent crimes, we ought to be able to continue to hold people accountable for as long as folks are with us in this lifetime, in my opinion. So it does look like this is heading to passing the Senate as well. I think, what was the vote yesterday? 122-80. I think all of the Democrats voted in favor of it. Majority of Republicans were opposed. The other piece of legislation, and I'm getting this from the statecollege.com story, that is moving the state closer to a constitutional amendment over this issue, and this would go to the voters, would require three more legislative votes before a statewide referendum would be placed on the ballot. That bill passed the House 138-64, and again, Democrats, all Democrats voted in favor of it. Democratic Representative Nate Davidson in the statecollege.com piece says this is about a group of survivors who have been denied access to the court system, and we have the opportunity to finally get it right. That's the part that does concern me. Again, I think I would ultimately vote in favor of this, but I'm not sure that we're going to get it. My guess is it is going to be more difficult to get it right, whatever right is in these cases. And again, obviously, if somebody has truly suffered abuse, getting it right would be holding the perpetrators accountable. I do think that becomes more and more difficult with the passage of time. Not impossible. Not saying it's not, I would vote in favor of it because I do think people need to be held accountable where we can for criminal activity, and especially violent criminal activity. So we'll see. Again, that is, I think, both pieces now heading to the Senate, and we'll see where things go from there. A lot of folks are pushing for this, and I think the objectives here are good and worthwhile. I do have concerns, but I have concerns about a lot of things, and we don't seem to. I think we would rather have the opportunity for real victims to get justice than not have anybody be. And again, you can be wrongly accused whether or not there is the opportunity to go to court or not. And there have been plenty of examples of that over the years as well. I've been also following this Terry Moran case. If you've not been following this, this is the ABC News correspondent. And he has been suspended from ABC News. He is a senior national correspondent, so he's been around a while. This was last week. He called White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller a world-class hater in a post on X. That post has been deleted, but let me just find the NBC News spokesperson releasing a statement that says, quote, ABC News stands for objectivity and impartiality in its news coverage and does not condone subjective personal attacks on others. The post does not reflect the views of ABC News and violated our standards. As a result, Terry Moran has been suspended pending further evaluation, unquote. ABC News stands for objectivity and impartiality. Okay. Moran's post was went out over the weekend. He wrote that Miller is actually, I thought it went out earlier. This must have got a lot of coverage. I swear this was talked about over the weekend. This went out just after midnight on Sunday. Okay. Man, that got a... I feel like I've been reading about this for days and days, and that couldn't possibly be right then. Moran writing of Stephen Miller that he is, quote, one of the people who conceptualizes the impulses of the Trumpist movement and translates them into policy and operates not on brains but on bile. Miller is a man who is richly endowed with the capacity for hatred. He's a world-class hater. You can see this just by looking at him, because you can see that his hatreds are his spiritual nourishment. He eats his hate. Unquote. I think you always are in dangerous territory when you try to ascribe. Now, sometimes people will flat out tell you what they are thinking and what's in their heart. But I think you get into trouble when you try to ascribe. It's why I think hate crimes are not a great way to go about punishment, because you're trying to determine what is somebody in somebody's heart or mind. Now, again, in some cases, it may be readily apparent, but whether you punch me because you're having a bad day or you're punching me because I have Irish blood in me, the consequence of it isn't any different. To me, Stephen Miller is obviously a lightning rod person and spokesperson for the Trump administration, and I think he comes across as somebody that just knows his facts inside and out and has a very good handle on common sense. But there are many others, like Mr. Moran, who, this is just hatred, and he despises other people. I think he just looks at life very black and white and sees things that government should do, things that government shouldn't do, things that people should do, things that people shouldn't do, and that's kind of how he sees life, and I think largely he's right, myself, on it. J.D. Vance, the Vice President of the United States, wrote on X that he knows Miller quite well, and that he knows Miller is actually motivated by love of country. He says Miller is also motivated by, let me get the quote here, by fear that people like Terry Moran make rules that normal Americans have to follow, but well-connected people don't. So we have that going on. I suspect Moran will eventually get back in the good graces at ABC and will issue some sort of a formal apology. And we'll move on, but I think it's another peek behind why some of us that believe there just might be some bias out there in the national media where that comes from. And this seems readily apparent to many of us who have been following said national media. All right, let's take a break here. Let's get into sports. Man, what a day for Bald Eagle area softball. And we will go through the big win yesterday. When we return, you are listening to Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
This summer, let Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th Annual Belfont Cruise in downtown Belfont. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. Pimp, located at 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise coming up Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th. Top-notch entertainment all weekend long. It starts out Friday night with an open cruise, a sock-off, the big car show on Saturday with over 30-plus classes of cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you. Call 814-280-5881 or visit BelfontCruise.org. That's 814-280-5881 or BelfontCruise.org. The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise, Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th.
Attention Triaxle drivers. Our local athletes are on the road to success, and now you can join them by joining Glen O. Hawbaker. If you're at least 21 and have a CDL and want to join a winning team that puts you in the best position to succeed, now is the time to apply online at gohcareers.com. We have both part-time and full-time Triaxle driver positions open. This is a great opportunity to work for a local leader with a great benefits package. Apply at gohcareers.com.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Daughter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Now, a fraternity or sorority is a brotherhood or sisterhood formed around common goals and aspirations. These men and women make a commitment to each other for life. Members that form a fraternity or sorority share their efforts, friendship, and knowledge, but they should never, ever look the same. That's why there's PAMP, printing and more printing. All kinds of t-shirts for all of your group's events, with the artwork as wild as... artwork as visually stimulating as your mind's eye sees it.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Well, we have a Tuesday morning in play. Man, a fine-looking Tuesday morning at that, as we take a check of the local sports scene here on Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. And yes, in a game heard right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox yesterday, the Bald Eagle area softball team advancing to the PIAA AAA state championship game on Friday afternoon. The Eagles shut out previously unbeaten Susquehanna 5-0 yesterday. Bald Eagle area pitcher Sierra Albright leading the way. She tossed a one-hitter with no walks and 12 strikeouts. The one hit was the only base runner Susquehanna had all day, as Albright got some sensational defensive play behind her as well. Again, one hit and one base runner allowed by Bald Eagle area to Susquehanna yesterday, as the Eagles get the shutout. Again, no walks, 12 strikeouts for Albright. She also went over the 1,000 strikeout mark for her brilliant career in the victory. Kelly Eckert got things started in a big way for Bald Eagle area, leading off the game with a double. And she scored a bit later on a passed ball, hustling to the plate to give the Eagles a 1-0 lead. That turned out to be all Bald Eagle area would need on the day. Eckert finished with a couple of doubles, an RBI, and a couple of runs scored. Addie Burns hit a home run for Bald Eagle area. Taylor Habovic also had an RBI. Again, some brilliant defense as well for Bald Eagle area in the victory. And just an impressive all-around game yesterday. Bald Eagle area will now take on Pine Grove for the state championship. That will be on Friday at 1:30 at Penn State's Nittany Lions Softball Park. We will have live coverage of the state championship game between Bald Eagle area and Pine Grove on Friday. Coverage will probably start just a little before 1:30. Probably right around 120, 125 in that neighborhood, but we will have complete coverage of the state championship game now for Bald Eagle area on Friday afternoon here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Congratulations to Don Lucas and the entire Bald Eagle area program. Real quickly here, just running through some of the other matchups in the 6A championship game. It'll be Central Dauphin facing the winner of now today's game between Nazareth and Hempfield. That game was scheduled for yesterday, but the weather got in the way. So Nazareth and Hempfield will play today, and the winner will advance to face Central Dauphin in the 6A championship game on Thursday at the Penn State Nittany Lions Softball Complex. So that will be the 6A championship. In the 5A championship game, and that will be played on Friday after the Bald Eagle area Pine Grove game, so a 4 o'clock game at Nittany Lions Softball Park between Greencastle Antrim and Penn Trafford. And then in the 4A championship game, it'll be Valley View taking on Kenner Dale. That game will be at 1:30 on Thursday. And then we have the double A game will be South Williamsport against Neshannock. That game will be at 11 a.m. on Thursday. And in the single A championship game, another postponement. Union Area is in. Union Area will face the winner of now a game today between Claysburg Kimmel and Northeast Bradford. And the winner of the Northeast Bradford Claysburg Kimmel game will play on Friday morning at 11 o'clock against Union Area for the single A state championship. So that's the softball brackets. In the baseball brackets. Again, these will all be played at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. And we have, I just lost it here. We have the 6A championship game, which will feature North Penn going against Cedar Cliff. And again, all of these games will be at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. That'll be a 4 o'clock start on Friday. Also, we will have in the 5A championship game, it'll be Upper Dublin taking on Shaler for the state championship. That game will be Thursday at 4:30 in the afternoon. And then we have in the 4A championship game, Montoursville. And Montoursville still waiting to see whether it will be Indiana. Of course, Indiana beat Bellefonte, you may remember, in the opening round of the state tournament. Could be Indiana goes on and wins the title here. Indiana will face East Pennsboro in a semifinal game later today. Again, the winner of that game will face Montoursville at 1:30 on Friday afternoon in the 4A championship game. In the AAA championship game for baseball, it'll be Mount Carmel area facing the winner of a game that now will be played today as well between Riverside and South Park. The championship game will be played at 1:30 on Thursday afternoon. And then in the AA baseball championships, the game is set between Faith Christian and Freedom Area. And that game will get underway at 10 a.m. on Friday. And in the single A championship game, it'll be Southern Fulton taking on Eldon Christian. And that game will be on Thursday at 10 a.m. as well. So those are your championship matchups coming up for softball and baseball here on the Penn State campus Thursday and Friday. And again, we'll have live coverage of Bald Eagle area softball taking on Pine Grove for the AAA state championship Friday afternoon. The game will get underway at 1:30 at Penn State's Nittany Lion Softball Park. The State College Spikes are 1-2 on the young season. Of course, had the game rained out on Sunday. No game scheduled yesterday, so the Spikes will be back in action finally this evening. Well, I guess weather permitting, as they open a 3-game series at Frederick. And they have 3 games over the weekend at West Virginia, and then they open up a 6-game homestand a week from today back at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. The Pittsburgh Pirates now have a season-best 4-game winning streak. Ladies and gentlemen, how do they do it? I mean, I don't know why we ever had any doubts on the beloved Pirates. They're rolling, baby. Pirates defeating the Marlins last night. Get a load of this. 10 runs in 1 game. We didn't even know that was legal in Pittsburgh. 10 runs on 15 hits for the beloved Buccos as they blasted the Marlins 10-3. Brian Reynolds had the big hit. He broke open a 1-1 game with a 3-run triple in the third inning. Pittsburgh again scoring 10 runs on 15 hits in 1 game. The Pirates will continue that series with the Marlins, and they are looking for a 5th straight win. Break up the Buccos. 6:40 will be the start time tonight. Airtime is set for 6:15 right here on Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox. The Philadelphia Phillies getting just their 2nd win in the last 11 games as Brandon Marsh singled in the winning run in the 11th to give Philadelphia the 4-3 win over the Chicago Cubs. JT Realmuto had tied the game earlier in the 11th with an RBI single after the Cubs had taken a 3-2 lead in the top of the 11th. The Phillies are again home with the Cubs this evening. That game will get underway at 6:45. The Philadelphia Phillies are now four games behind the New York Mets in the National League East. After the first two games of the series went to overtime, that was not where last night's game headed. The Florida Panthers blew Game 3 wide open. They scored two goals in each of the three periods and defeated the Edmonton Oilers 6-1 to take a 2-1 lead in the best of seven Stanley Cup Finals. Game 4 will be in Florida on Thursday night. Game 3 of the NBA Finals will be tomorrow night in Indiana with the Pacers and the Thunder tied at one game apiece. And Murray State is headed to the College World Series for the first time in program history. Murray State defeating Duke 5-4 to clinch that series and a spot in Omaha. Murray State will next face UCLA. The Bruins are the lone Big Ten team in the College World Series. Those teams will meet on Saturday in Omaha as we are getting closer to crowning a national champion in baseball here in 2025. And again, Baldy Galeria softball back in action Friday. They'll play for the state championship against Pine Grove. We will have complete coverage with Todd and Norm Brown starting just before 1:30, probably right around 1:20 on Friday afternoon. And we certainly wish the Eagles the best of luck as they look to close things out with another state title for the program, which of course has a terrific tradition and history. Don Lucas, it'll be interesting. Don Lucas, we just had our board meeting last night with the Center County Sports Hall of Fame. Don is going in as a member of the class of 2025, may have another accolade to put on the resume for the induction ceremony, and his 2002 Penns Valley softball team, which was the first team to win a state championship for Penns Valley, will be honored at this year's ceremony, induction ceremony as well. So, again, good luck to Bald Eagle Area as they look to bring home the state title on Friday afternoon, and we will have live coverage for you right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Very excited about that opportunity here on Friday. And Sierra Albright, good heavens, was she, as she often is, but man, was she on point yesterday. One base runner against a team that was undefeated and made a habit throughout the season of ending games early. The 10-run rule was in effect more often than not for Susquehanna this season. Again, they went into that game with Baldy Galeria yesterday 24-0. And Sierra Albright and company, again, she got some spectacular defense behind her, but boy, was Albright just on target all day long. And Baldy Galeria again gets the big 5-0 win and goes in now with just a ton of confidence and momentum, taking on Pine Grove for the state title on Friday afternoon. Take a break here. We'll have some open phone time the rest of the way. It is our Tuesday edition of Let's Talk right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Attention Triaxle drivers. Our local athletes are on the road to success, and now you can join them by joining Glen O'Habaker. If you're at least 21 and have a CDL and want to join a winning team that puts you in the best position to succeed, now is the time to apply online at gohcareers.com. We have both part-time and full-time Triaxle driver positions open. This is a great opportunity to work for a local leader with a great benefits package. Apply at gohcareers.com.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
summer, Les Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th annual Belfont Cruise in downtown Belfont. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. Pimp, located 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Duttery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise coming up Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th. Top-notch entertainment all weekend long. It starts out Friday night with an open cruise, a sock-off, the big car show on Saturday with over 30-plus classes of cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you. Call 814-280-5881 or visit BelfontCruise.org. That's 814-280-5881 or BelfontCruise.org. The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise, Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th.
Ready to relax in style? Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is giving you the chance to win a Watkin 735L hot tub by Hot Springs at this year's Belfont Cruise on June 13th and 14th. This six-person luxury spa is built for the ultimate backyard escape. Loaded with powerful jets for a full-body massage experience, LED mood lighting for the perfect ambience, energy-efficient technology that saves money while keeping the water warm, and the trusted quality of Hot Springs Spas, the leader in comfort and innovation. Entering is easy. Stop by Clearwater Pool and Spa in Center Hall now or visit our booth at the Belfont Cruise on June 13th and 14th to sign up. Don't miss your chance to bring home this incredible Watkins 735L hot tub from Hot Springs. Check us out online at groupclearwater.com or visit our Center Hall location to view our full lineup of Hot Springs spas. And while you're there, be sure to ask about our lineup of Imagine Pools and Ocean Reef fiberglass pools. Make a splash this summer with Clearwater Swimming Pool Company and the Belfont Cruise.
As you look out onto your yard or acreage, you know it's coming. Lots of work and time. You may be excited about it because you have a Kubota from Daughter Equipment, which actually makes chores fun and frees up your time for other things. Or maybe you're looking at the lawn and acreage with a scowl because you don't even know if your lawn and garden equipment will even start. You need to get to Daughter Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64 for Kubota and the answers. If it's your first tractor, it's hard to decide how much horsepower you're looking for, what implements you'll need. Whether you're gardening or landscaping and keeping up with property maintenance, just being behind the wheel of a Kubota makes you appreciate the Kubota compact tractor for its simplicity and ease. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Fox Sports.
It is our Tuesday edition of Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. That is Sly and the Family Stone bringing us back in. Sad news yesterday, Sly Stone passing away. And that leaves a wonderful, probably my favorite Sly and the Family Stone song here, Dance to the Music, but leaves a wonderful legacy behind and some very enjoyable music. lot of upbeat, fun listens, with Sly and the family Stone, but, Sly Stone again passing away yesterday. Also, today, ladies and gentlemen, there are lots of good things to celebrate today. We love, at our house, strawberry rhubarb pie. One of my favorites. And today just happens to be National Strawberry Rhubarb Pie Day. Do wonder how people sit around and come up and who officially allows days to be days. Does every food, there must be foods out there that don't have a day. And we need to rectify that if there are. Maybe there aren't. Maybe every food has a day. But today is, and I'd be okay with celebrating by going and getting a strawberry rhubarb pie. But today is also National Frosted Cookie Day. It is also National Egg Roll Day. And it is National Forklift Safety Day. Be careful out there on those forklifts, ladies and gentlemen. And perhaps most importantly today, ladies and gentlemen, oops, I forgot to turn the screen over. We love hearing from Sly and the Family Stone, but this is the day that we are also celebrating today. If the computer will cooperate, and apparently at the moment, it is not going to cooperate. Come on, we want to celebrate. No, really? Well, it is National Donald Duck Day. Oh, here we go. Oh, Donald. Sing it, Donald. Let it go, baby. Happy Donald Duck Day to one and all. One of the all-time great characters from Disney, and that is your national days. There's some other ones in here. It is, what was it? A Celebration of Love Island Day. World Anti-Phospholipid Day. Phospholipid Antibody Syndrome Day. That's the correct title there. I do want to know who... There must be some sort of a national committee. It's National Herbs and Spices Day. National Black Cow Day. It is National Iced Tea Day. National Call Your Doctor Day. National Ballpoint Pen Day. That's about all I got. All right. Phone line is open, 814-954-7266. Is that a government thing that we officially proclaim? It has to be, right? That's a that feels like a government role. I want to get into, I want to be the person in charge of that now that I'm thinking about it. That would be a wonderful way to spend your day. Well, all right, we will grant you June 20th for your particular food. We'll grant you August 10th for your vehicle. We will grant you September 8th for your plant. That'd be a nice power to have. National whatever, whatever day. But now I really do want some strawberry rhubarb pie. I think that might be, that's in my top three all-time favorite pies. Again, we did get some damaging thunderstorms through the area. Seemed to be more in the Bellefonte, Lock Haven area, Bowlesburg, a little bit outside, just outside of our neighborhood, anyway, that we were getting some weather last night. And we have had some weather, for sure, this spring and now into the early summertime. And so, I just want nice sunny days. This weekend is looking a little dicey as well. We were thinking about trying to get out on the the rivers and doing a little whitewater rafting. I don't think, at the moment, the weather is looking all that promising in that regard moving forward, but we'll keep an eye and hope that maybe things will turn around here for the weekend. A couple of other things did want to get into. Certainly a lot of talk still on the NCAA's agreement that now has been approved by the judge and all of the pending changes coming to college athletics and what it's going to look like, and nobody actually knows what it is ultimately going to look like, and we're just going to have to see how a lot of this stuff plays out. I do think it is, I think we're moving into some very uncomfortable times for sports that are not football or basketball. And I think there is rightfully a lot of concern about the how this is going to move forward for those sports. Again, I don't think there's going to be, I don't think, a ton of changes immediately in terms of programs being dropped. Now, we've seen some already. Again, I'm not saying there won't be any immediate impact, but I think as folks start to settle in, as athletic departments start to look around and realize what it's going to take to be competitive financially at the highest levels in football and basketball, the revenue-producing sports, I don't think this bodes well for college athletics, as we know it. What I'll use the term big time college athletics in really just about any other sport. Now, do I think some sports are going to survive and be relatively okay? Yeah, and I think there's going to be, I think what you're going to end up with is much smaller, quote-unquote, big-time sports opportunities in these other sports. So there will be pockets of schools that, man, we want to go all in on this sport, and there will be a pocket over here, we want to go all in on that sport. But I think some sports that have maybe 150 programs competing now will end up with 30 that are going big time. Programs that have 100 now may end up with 15 to 20 that are kind of all in. Like, yeah, man, we want to go big time in our particular sport. I really do worry about the long-term implications here in terms of the scholarship opportunities, education opportunities for high school students coming into the college ranks. And we've talked about this more so on the Goon and Ironhead show. I'm not sure if we've discussed this particularly on our show. I think you can very reasonably make the argument that this is a good thing. I would argue more so that it is not. I think those opportunities are terrific for high school students. And I think, yeah, we talked about this a little bit. I really do think, and it's not across the board, there are exceptions both ways, but I do think having relative success in athletics can lead to relative success in academics, and vice versa. I think if you are a good student, it is likely that you are at least carrying good habits in your athletic career. And so I think the discipline that is required at the high school level to excel both academically and athletically. And again, I'm not even talking, when I say excel, I mean, like, you're doing well in both. You're kind of living up to what you're capable of. And not all of us are capable of being straight A students or, you know, all state selections in our various sports. But I'm saying to be good compared to what you have ability-wise, getting the most out of your ability, I think that that discipline and kind of the good habits that it takes to be part of a good sports team or to be a good student in the classroom, I think they go hand in hand. Now, what the argument, and I don't think it's an unreasonable argument, is, hey, we have gotten away, and too many folks are going to college to compete in their sport and not focus on the academic part of it. They're doing the academics so that they can do the sport, but the sport is why they're there. And I understand the argument, and there are certainly some where that would apply. And so the argument would be, if we get back to not having athletic scholarships, but maybe scholarships on need, academic performance, other things, and we get away from the quote-unquote big-time athletics, and it's like, hey, yeah, if you're a student here and you want to swim, cool. We have a club swim team, and we'll compete against other folks around our area and maybe have a national tournament or something like that each year. You know, think of the hockey program where it was, and you can still have a big-time feel to it. I mean, when Joe Bautista was heading up the Icers program, they were packing. Now, it was 1,000 fans, not the 6,000-plus, but they were getting a good atmosphere, good crowd, and it was a good experience. And you had some very good players come through. You look at the Penn State rugby program and the rich tradition and history that it has. So it is possible to have very good athletics and not have the scholarships, the athletic scholarships associated with it, but it definitely changes the dynamic. It is not the same feel, and it is not the same product. And how much that actually changes, again, remains to be seen, but it seems pretty apparent that it is going to change pretty substantially over the coming years. Maybe it'll change more quickly than I'm even anticipating, but I think it's going to be a few years. But as we move down the pike and people start to see, all right, well, we can't really be competitive to the degree that these programs are. My fear is, anyway, all right, well, then we're just going to, we'll still offer it, but again, we'll go kind of the club route, and we'll have a program, we'll have coaches, we'll have athletes, but we're not going to try to keep up in the arms race here. And therefore, more and more of the money, the $20.5 million that is set aside now for the upcoming year, will go to football and basketball. The other part of it is, you know, the $20.5 million, okay, your Penn States and your Ohio States and your Alabamas and Texas and Florida, yep, we're good with that. We can cover that. That is not the case across the board. The $20.5 million is above and beyond what some of these schools have available. Like they're not pulling in excess of, in some cases, a couple of million for their athletic department. Well, then you have no choice but to cut the sports. So in terms of the opportunities here, overall, the college scholarship opportunities, I think it's going to fall dramatically in athletics for, at the very least, Division I programs, but I suspect for programs, period. I think there's just going to be many fewer opportunities in sports other than football and basketball. But again, a whole lot that is still being unpacked here, and a whole lot that will need to be settled and figured out over the coming weeks, months, and years for sure. We'll take a break here and some more open phone time. Do want to get into, there's a Spotlight Pennsylvania story, and the Wyatt Massey, who we've had on the program at least a couple of times here over the last couple of years, has the story. He covers the Penn State University and activities there. And I'll just read the headline, and then we'll get into this when we come back. Penn State trustees agree to legal training, improved transparency in settlement with Spotlight PA. So we'll take that up when we return. You are listening to a Tuesday edition of Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
From State College, Lock Haven, and Bellefonte, Central PA Sports Authority, Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
This summer, Less Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th Annual Bellefonte Cruise in downtown Bellefonte. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. Pimp, located 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Dotter Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
The 36th Annual Historic Bellefonte Cruise coming up Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th. Top-notch entertainment all weekend long. It starts out Friday night with an open cruise, a sock-off, the big car show on Saturday with over 30-plus classes of cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you. Call 814-280-5881 or visit BellefonteCruise.org. That's 814-280-5881 or BellefonteCruise.org. The 36th Annual Historic Bellefonte Cruise, Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Hey, how you guys doing? Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from Pamp.
What's the name of Yun's team up there?
The Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality you can see and wear, remember Pamp for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. Pamp has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Daughter Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Daughter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Your sports radio!
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox City College.
Let's talk here on a Tuesday. Jeff Byers with you. Scott Giese will be back in the studio tomorrow morning, so you have that to look forward to. Again, coming up later today on this very radio station, we are going to have the Dan Patrick Show following this program at 10 o'clock. And then at 12 noon, we'll join Fox Sports again. Joe Ludnowski is off for the week, and so Fox Sports will air in his stead from noon to two. From two to four, it'll be the Goon and Ironhead show, but we will be Ironhead-less today. I have an event I'm looking forward to. Probably talk more about it tomorrow because it'll be the first time I've participated in this, but it's a neat opportunity where they're working to get folks in the FFA, the Future Farmers of America, comfortable in interview and business settings. And so there's a few of us, and I'm honored to be one of those asked to help out and be one of the people that kind of judges the interaction in business settings of folks and their conversational skills. And again, it's trying to set them up for success if they get into a social setting. It's like, oh, here's somebody that I know is in the field of expertise that I'm interested in, or has a business that I know I would like to be involved in, that type of thing. Well, how do you go about trying to get their interest, hey, this might be a good candidate for our company. And so we'll talk more about that tomorrow after I go through the experience today. But that event runs from noon to 5. So Landon Tangwall will be filling in for me this afternoon with the Deer Goon out at Quaker Steak and Lube. Then we will have Jed Donahue and the Pennsylvania Sports Network rolling your way from 4 to 6. We'll have a very brief Fox Sports segment. And then at 6:15, it'll be Pirates baseball, the Red Hot Buccos. Folks, going for, this must be a Major League Baseball record-setting fifth straight win. Have we ever heard of one team winning five games in a row over the course of a season? Well, that's what could happen for the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight. Dreaming big in the Berg. In fact, we're dreaming so big, like we're thinking about what it might be like to be within like 10 games of first place in June. That's the type of dreams we're thinking of in the Berg these days. Again, we will have live coverage on Friday of the Bald Eagle area softball team's championship game against Pine Grove. That game will be at 1:30 on Friday afternoon. Now, the Pirates are playing the Cubs at 2:20 on Friday afternoon. So if you do the math there real quickly, we're not going to be able to carry both games in their entirety. So we will join the Pirates-Cubs game in progress once Bald Eagle area secures that state championship in the title game on Friday afternoon. But we'll have Pirates-Cubs baseball immediately following. And again, we'll be undoubtedly joining that game in progress. Although the way Sierra Albright is working, man, was she making quick work yesterday of that impressive Susquehanna lineup. Just a very impressive win. So that's what's coming up later today. And then again, the reminder on Friday as Bald Eagle area goes for the state title. All right, I did want to get into this. It's been just an ongoing battle, and I think one of the things that we, and I'm going to speak for at least a good portion of the media, and I think just the Penn State community at large, I think there's just a little bit of a disconnect in the way we think of Penn State, and the way I think a lot of the board members do. And we've talked about this over the years. I just think the board is too large. There's too many members. I think by like threefold, at least. It's just way too many folks that sit on the board and too many appointed members on the board. Just my opinion. I don't think that's an effective way to go about it. I think they, if you look at it, a large number of the board members are from the business community. Now, that in and of itself is not any kind of a horrible thing, but I think it is why they have a view that I think is different. I think of Penn State more along, and the board, more along the lines that I think of like a government group or a group of elected officials, even though, again, we only have nine that are publicly elected on a very large board. But I think they look at it as the way they look at their businesses, which is, and to some degree, it makes some sense. Right? So they look at it that they want to present a united front. Like, you can have all kinds of discussions, arguments, bitter disagreements in the boardroom, but when you go out publicly, right, if you are in the restaurant business, you don't want to have your one person out there saying, yeah, I mean, we're serving the burgers and they're a half pound when we get the meat out, but I fought to make it 3/4 of a pound, but these knuckleheads won't let me do that. You don't want that. You want, hey, yeah, this is a great product. You want to present a united front. This is the company-wide policy. You don't want to have employees bad-mouthing your overall product. In government, we understand there are going to be wildly different views sometimes and disagreements, and we expect the public discussion. Supreme Court, we always get the dissenting opinion. It's just a different expectation with that. It's like, well, yes, this bill passed, but I still think this was the wrong decision, and here's why, and then the people on the other side. And I think the board should be okay with that type of scenario. I don't think it's terribly important for the board to have a united front. I think it is perfectly fine to have publicly aired disagreements and discussions over, yeah, man, obviously the majority of the board felt this way, but boy, I really think we should have done it that way. I think that's perfectly fine. I don't see any harm to the university at large, and in fact, I think that shows a healthy, robust university leadership. I don't want everybody having the same thought process, or even presenting that, we all, any disagreements we have, we're going to keep behind the curtains. I think being able to publicly defend your position is important. And again, in particular in a university setting. And now that's, again, just one person's opinion. So, Pennsylvania Spotlight, if you've been following this, felt Penn State, much like businesses, has been doing a lot of its business behind closed doors. The issue is that there is public money that goes to the university, and therefore the state's open meetings law, the Spotlight PA folks argued, needs to be applied and hasn't been applied nearly as often as it should to the Board of Trustees. And so they have come to an agreement, and it's interesting. From the Wyatt Massey story at Spotlight PA. The agreement signed last week ends the case. The newsroom in partnership with the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press brought against the board in December of 2023 for alleged violations of the Sunshine Act, which is the transparency law for governing bodies in Pennsylvania regarding meetings. The settlement, and this is from the CEO of Spotlight PA, Christopher Baxter, CEO and president of Spotlight PA. He writes, quote, "The settlement ensures that one of Pennsylvania's most influential institutions will conduct its business with the transparency that taxpayers, students, faculty, and staff deserve. The university's most recent decision to close 7 campuses and the effect it will have on communities across the state underscores the need for these important reforms," unquote. I am not reading through the agreement. I guess I'm not as confident as Spotlight PA seems to be that this is going to be the case where it assures that Penn State will be more transparent, and the Board of Trustees in particular. What the agreement calls for is the Board of Trustees to complete a training on the state's open meetings law and disclose more information about its closed-door gatherings. And that's the maybe the main part of the settlement. What I'm not sure of is how much more information is actually going to be disclosed. They will do a better job, presumably, under the agreement. The agreement calls for them to do a better job of advertising the meetings ahead of time and letting people know that these meetings are going to be occurring. Spotlight PA and the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press had sent a letter to the board. This was in October of 2023, asking that the board immediately cease holding what it called improper executive sessions and conferences, and advertise and record meeting minutes for all public meetings, as well as stopping the practice of secret deliberations. The university's vice president and general counsel at the time responded that she was confident that the board had taken its official actions and conducted its deliberations in compliance with the law. Spotlight PA said it saw what it thought were potential violations in the open meetings law, which prompted the lawsuit. According to Sarah Rafitz, the managing editor of Spotlight PA's State College Bureau, we've had her on the program as well, she said Penn State is a more transparent institution than it was a year and a half ago, thanks to Spotlight PA and the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press. With this agreement in place, we will see more public disclosures about the business of the trustees than ever before. Our push for transparency will also continue through our various tenacious accountability reporting on the university. Again, we'll see. I am okay and supportive of the Board of Trustees completing a training on the state's open meetings law. It's just, I don't know, like, there's nothing there mandating that they then comply with what they learn in that training. Or at least that if there is that enforcement behind it, that is not clear to me from the Spotlight PA story. Penn State and board members, by the way, no comment on this story on transparency and how they're going to be open. Maybe it's just me. I find that interesting. Again, you can complete a training. I wonder how attentive the folks are going to be during this training and how much of this is going to sink in versus, all right, well, we have to do this as part of the agreement. Got through that hour or 2 hours, or I have no idea how long the training is. But it feels like one of those things. It's almost, you know, those things where you, all right, you get 50% off of your vacation if you sit through our 2-hour presentation on, you know, becoming a rental home owner or whatever it may be. Well, all right, I mean, I'm sitting through the 2 hours, so there's no chance I'm going to do this, but they want, you know, they have numbers that back up X amount of people, X percentage of people that hear the presentation will then buy in. But for many, it ends up being literally just a waste of time, but you get whatever the discount is on the other side. I just, I wonder how much of this is, all right, yep, we'll sit through the training and then we'll go about business as usual. Now, there are some parameters that apparently have been put in place here. I'll be curious to see how this thing continues to unfold down the road. With most stuff, and we've talked about it, I understand there are some things that you don't necessarily want to get out. And I understand, we talked about it, I think, last week with the salaries. I certainly understand why people don't want their salaries disclosed and why Penn State, right, as an employer, you don't necessarily want your employees knowing what each other are making, because it can cause some hard feelings. Hey, this person, I have more credentials than this person, or I work harder than this person, and how are they getting? And there's all kinds of things, obviously, that factor into salaries. But generally speaking, I am in favor of, hey, let's, more information that is out there, the more transparent you are, first of all, then you all right, let's defend the decision. You make a decision. Presumably, you've weighed the different considerations. Go ahead and come on out. And like with the campus closures, again, to me, it's perfectly fine that we have different people with different viewpoints. I think the disclosure there that would have been, that I think was more concerning to folks is, all right, how did this process come about? Who all was involved? There was a report given to the board, and then they only had whatever it was, a couple of weeks to make a decision. That just doesn't, it seems like if the board was going to make the ultimate call there, maybe a little more involvement all throughout the process. Hey, here's the update. Maybe we'll want to look into this. Maybe we want to see if we can get additional funding from various sources here or there. It seemed like, from the outside looking in, maybe not the best way to go about it. But if you felt like it was the best way, again, come out, defend it. Hey, this is why we did this. This is what we looked into. This is why we can't sit around and look at other alternatives here to keep these campuses open. Defend it. If you looked into it and you feel confident about it, come on out. And again, I think it's perfectly fine in a university setting. Again, this is not... It is a business on one hand, for sure, but it is not a business the same way, again, a private business. Like, we don't... You understand why a business owner can't have five different employees out there saying five different things about how they think the business should be run, right? That is not helpful to your business. You're trying to go out there and grow your business. To me, the university setting is different. You know that decisions have to be made. To me, it is reassuring to know, especially when you have a board the size of Penn State's, that, hey, we are getting different input and different viewpoints, and it is okay to have minority opinions expressed. And to me, it helps reassure that the decisions being made were well thought out, because, again, what I would like to see then is the folks that made the majority decision, well, all right, it's fine that this person has that opinion or this group has that opinion, but here is why we ultimately felt we had to move forward the way we did. I just think that's a much better way to go about managing things from when we're talking about elected types of offices, governing type of board. So, anyways, I think good for Spotlight PA, and we'll continue to keep an eye. I know Spotlight PA will keep an eye on how things continue to progress with the Penn State Board of Trustees regarding true transparency. We're taking a break here. We will transparently let you know that we will be right back with lots more to discuss on a Tuesday morning. It's Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
This summer, let Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th Annual Belfont Cruise in downtown Belfont. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. Pimp, located at 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Dotter Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise coming up Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th. Top-notch entertainment all weekend long. It starts out Friday night with an open cruise, a sock-off, the big car show on Saturday with over 30-plus classes of cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you. Call 814-280-5881 or visit BelfontCruise.org. That's 814-280-5881 or BelfontCruise.org. The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise, Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Dotter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200, 25 horsepower, with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Dotter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Dotter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Dotter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It is is a terrific Tuesday edition of Let's Talk. A couple more segments on the big show this morning. Phone line is now open and available at 814-954-7266. 814-954-7266. If you wish to join the program. Reading through one of the stories we didn't get to that I was been got my attention because I love Axeman Brewery, and I we've had some events there with my wife's foundation, and I've attended some others with other groups, and this dispute with the landlord. These are the reasons, I guess, that we do have the courts. And honestly, and I don't know all of the details. I'm just reading through what's reported. And this is one of those where I see both sides. I mean, if you own the property, you ought to be able to use the property the way you see fit. Now, if you are providing the opportunities for a tenant, and there are certain reasons the tenant is wanting to be in your space, and you know that, right? Like, there should be, those opportunities should remain as best they can for the duration of the agreement. Now, when that agreement ends, and how, and again, if it's a month to month thing or an annual thing, can you change it? Yeah, I don't know. I hope they get it resolved, just because I think it's been a wonderful asset for that community. I think that whole area, if you've not been down there recently, that stretch of Axeman Road, they are doing some really, really neat things there. And again, I see both sides. If you want to weigh in, that's fine. I just, I'd like to see them resolve it amicably and keep things going the way they are. I think the outdoor spaces there are phenomenal, and I want them to stay as is. I think it's just a great setup, and to me, it should be beneficial for all involved. So just hoping that does get resolved satisfactorily to all involved, and if it goes to court, that the courts make whatever the right decision is there. And again, that's one of those, I'm reading through it, I'm like, oh, I think they have a good point. I think that side has a good point. And again, I don't know all of the, from a legal standpoint, I don't know what all goes into the decision there. And obviously there's some dispute about what all goes into the decision there. So I'd like to see them resolve it without getting a court decision. I just think that would be the better way to go, but it sounds like maybe they're not going to be able to come to a resolution without getting a court decision. And so we'll follow that one from afar. A couple of other news items getting our attention this week. And again, phone line is open at 814-954-7266. By the way, I'm going to come up on Fridays. We're going to do ours. I'm coming up. One of the things I love about the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show in the morning, 6 to 8 here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox, featuring Nittany Lion legend LeVar Arrington. One of the things that I really do enjoy is when they do the, and they were doing it this morning, the either or would you rather do this or that? And it can be, you know, would you rather have as a treat an ice cream sundae or a strawberry rhubarb pie? Or it can be like this morning, they went the more disgusting route. And would you rather have a pair of used underwear or a used toothbrush? And it's very rare that they won't, all right, let's figure this out. But everybody this morning on that one is like, no, nope, we're out. Not, neither, never, ever forget about it. But we're going to come up with our own either or game, and we'll play that on Friday. I have a few in the hopper. We'll do it on a more local front, but try to have some fun with that on Fridays and try to use that to help kick off the three-day party weekend. One thing I didn't mention in sports, because quite frankly, I'm already tired of the ongoing circus around it, but Aaron Rodgers will be in a Steelers uniform for the first time, well, at least publicly, today. And so that's going to get all kinds of attention, and people will be talking about it and making projections. Most folks, and I'm right there with them, I think that this is ultimately going to be a pretty big yawn. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to have a huge impact either way with these Steelers. And I think he's going to be fine, serviceable as a quarterback, but you're not getting Aaron Rodgers in his prime. And the Steelers are not in a position where a drop-back Aaron Rodgers is going to be the difference between them getting to the Super Bowl and not. Like, they're not there yet. And my concern with Aaron Rodgers, this version of Aaron Rodgers, is with that offensive line, whether or not he even gets through the season, and more so, I guess, how much time he will miss through said season. So, Rodgers and the Steelers, moving forward, it's going to be, it'll be talked about a lot. It'll be every day there's go, wow, he looked good today. He got, he hit these receivers in stride. Oh, he looked bad today. He missed these receivers. And none of it's really going to matter until we get to the season. And my guess is it's going to look largely like it looked last season with Justin Fields and then with Russell Wilson. I think it's going to look very similar in all regards. And I don't think it's going to move the team or organization forward, but I don't think they're going to take a big step back either. To me, the more compelling quarterback story this year for the Steelers is how does Will Howard progress? Like, does that look like it could be a long-term answer? And we may not know that with the public. It's going to, I think, largely be what they're seeing internally with his progress, with the way the team is responding to him, et cetera, et cetera. But if he is not, if they don't feel within the organization by the end of the year that, all right, yep, we have our guy of the future, he just needs to get out there and get some more reps, then obviously, next year's quarterback class, by all accounts, is going to be one of the better ones, certainly better than what this past season's class, this year's class was, and the Steelers are probably going to have to dip their toe back in the water and try to get their long-term answer there at quarterback. All right, let's head to the phones. Good morning, you're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, Ironhead, it's Doug from Bald Eagle. How are you doing,
Doug? I am doing very well. How are you doing? And how about those Eagles? What a game yesterday.
Yeah, so I'm not going to lie to you. I thought we were going to be maybe into a offensive slugfest, and Sierra just was phenomenal. I mean, the whole team was phenomenal, but she was so focused. She wanted to get her 1,000th strikeout, obviously, but, I mean, she was just so focused. The kids did a great job. The reason I'm calling also is, first, I don't want to jinx it, so I'll say thanks for the coverage, but I'll call officially after Friday. If anybody wants free baseball, and you don't get much free from the PIAA, we're picking up a game at Governor's Park at 12:30 in the 14th inning. Indiana and Pennsboro are tied at 5, so anybody in the Bellefonte area wants to come out. They were dealing with that back here at home while I was driving back from the softball. It storm hit, so they had to suspend the game. So I just, you know, wanted to let people know Governor's Park, it's very, and that's why I also was calling. We wanted to thank Bellefonte Borough and Duffy from Bellefonte High School for letting us move the game. Our field was just obviously too wet before because of Sunday's rain.
Yep.
And then we get yesterday's rain, so thank goodness they have a turf infield, and, we can host the game there.
Doug, what time? I didn't realize, I'm glad you called. I didn't realize that was going to be at Governor's Park. What time are they picking that game up then today?
12:30. Yeah, it started at 4 o'clock yesterday, and it went 3 hours and 45 minutes till the storm hit. And then, they're coming back today, and which I'm sure did make some people happy, but that, they want to get to that state championship game.
Yep.
Messing up their pitching, you know what I mean? That's why we were working hard to get it in yesterday because of the pitching rules.
Yeah, that's tough.
Well, so thanks again for your coverage. Todd and Norm are awesome. Hopefully we'll bring home our third softball final on Friday. But we owe Pine Grove. They beat us in 2014, I think.
Was that in the title game?
Yeah. My cousin's daughter was pitching, and she's, 27 now, or no, maybe even older than that, and I told her there's still a ball that hasn't landed. The girl hit over the scoreboard. It was a bomb.
Yeah, so. I tell you, Doug, to hold that Susquehanna team, to shut them out, period, is obviously beyond impressive. But to hold a team that had the offensive numbers that they did to one hit, one base runner on the day is about as good as you're going to see in high school softball.
Yeah, she was focused. And she's gone to Farley Dickinson in New Jersey. So hopefully, she gets the pitch at the collegiate level and stuff, because she loves her softball. It's a good group of seniors, so.
No doubt about that. Well, we'll be, having the coverage of Friday's game. And, thanks for letting us know. I knew they were resuming that game today. I didn't realize it was going to be at Governor's Park, and I didn't realize it was going to be 12:30 that they were picking up the 4A baseball semifinal game.
Yep, everybody was worried about potential weather, and I don't think we have to worry about it, luckily, but obviously, I hope it also ends pretty quickly.
Yes, so, that would be nice.
hey, thank you. Take care.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it. That's Bald Eagle Area Athletic Director Doug Dyke, and Bald Eagle Area again in the championship game, the PIAA AAA state championship game, and again, that'll be on Friday at Nittany Lions Softball Park at Beard Field with a 1:30 start. Our coverage will get underway right around 1:20 here on Friday afternoon. We'll take a break here, and we are back with a final wrap on our Tuesday edition of Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
This summer, Les Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th annual Belfont Cruise in downtown Belfont. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. Pimp, located 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Duttery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise coming up Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th. Top-notch entertainment all weekend long. It starts out Friday night with an open cruise, a sock-off, the big car show on Saturday with over 30-plus classes of cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you. Call 814-280-5881 or visit BelfontCruise.org. That's 814-280-5881 or BelfontCruise.org. The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise, Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th.
Attention triaxle drivers. Our local athletes are on the road to success, and now you can join them by joining Glen O. Hawbaker. If you're at least 21 and have a CDL and want to join a winning team that puts you in the best position to succeed, now is the time to apply online at gohcareers.com. We have both part-time and full-time triaxle driver positions open. This is a great opportunity to work for a local leader with a great benefits package. Apply at gohcareers.com.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Fox Sports.
Few minutes remaining here on our Tuesday edition of Let's Talk. Phone line is open at 814-954-7266 if you want to join in and opine on, well, just about anything. By the way, Bald Eagle Area Softball, that's where I forgot to tell you that we are feeding the beast. Bald Eagle Area and Sierra Albright, they ate well yesterday, that is for sure. You can feed the beast at the Center Hall Farm Store, whether your beast is a horse, a pig, or a cow, a dog, or a cat, chickens, or the outdoor birds. Whatever your beast may be, you can feed it by stopping on in at the Center Hall Farm Store, 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. And, of course, they have a great selection of items to help you keep that garden growing over the course of the coming summer months. And again, you can stop in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall or find them on that their worldwide web at centerhallfarmstore.com. That's centerhallfarmstore.com. Let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, it's wet, but the humidity's down. Good day to cut the grass. Just don't put the bagger on and take the mulcher off and let it fly.
Yeah, that, I think that is wise advice this morning.
Hey, I'm actually looking forward to your discussion tomorrow after you meet with the FFA. I love the FFA because they have all those little projects. They do remind me a lot of scouts. And
yep.
At the young age, you can get people who would maybe not be directly involved in agriculture, at least thinking about ag and ag production.
Yep.
But for those kids who actually grow up, and they're very, very few, on ag production farms or in and around, because oftentimes their parents are just officers as a part of a global corporation, it's really high tech. And if you're involved in high tech agriculture, it's not a whole lot different than playing the sports games. You're in $500,000 piece of equipment that's interconnected with the internet. It's almost driving itself. You've got air conditioning, radio. You're well at a distance to the growing crop that you're managing. And all the data streaming in for somebody else to manage. So
yeah,
I guess what I'm saying is you need to ask the kid, like, where I imagine most of them are coming from projects. Small projects, raising a rabbit, a lamb, or something, but there could be the one kid who's sitting in the $500,000 tractor. So,
no, the technology that's involved now. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It is like with all sectors of society, I guess, but it is amazing to see how quickly and how differently things are progressing, and. Again, it's across the board. And
so what I'm getting at is the language skills. In some ways, you could be isolated from relationships and language skills being in the high-tech end.
Yep.
I'm going to listen in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Have a good day today.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm very happy they asked me to be involved. I'm really excited to get the interaction and just kind of see how things go today. But it is what I suspect, and yes, we will talk about it tomorrow, what I suspect I'm going to come away from, because I'm going into this with the thought that this is probably something that just across the board we should be doing with young people. If nothing else, just the actual human interaction. I mean, we've talked about this, but we've been at restaurants where you see a table with four people sitting at it, and both kids are on their phones, both parents are on their phones. I mean, they're eating a meal together, but there is no talking, no human interaction. And yeah, I still think that's important, and I think it's important for young people to know how to do it. It's one of the things, to go back to what Jim was just saying, it's one of the things I really like about Scouts for our kiddo, is the popcorn sales that he has loved and excelled at. But you have to go up and you knock on a door, and a stranger answers it, and you, hey, would you like to support Scouts? So you're having to project some confidence, have some human interaction, and I think we need to do more of that with our kiddos. All right, well, we will talk about more of that on tomorrow's program. Scott will be back. Have a great Tuesday.
From State College, Lock Haven, and Bellefonte, Central PA Sports Authority, Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox. Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
This summer, let Sports Radio 98.7.